think it's just noise.
One, two, one, two. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Nourish Restaurant Open Mic. I'm Ellen Schmidt, your host, and I'm really excited about tonight. We have a wonderful, wonderful featured act, Steve Rapson and Hat Rack Gallagher, and a great mini-set performer, Susan Levine, and lots of wonderful open mic folks. And it's going to be a great night at the board here, recording everybody and making everybody sound great is our sound volunteer, Ira Grauman. Please give Ira a hand. And assisting him tonight is Dan Tappan. Please give him a hand. He's right here. And he also takes pictures of everybody and puts them up on Facebook, which is really great. We appreciate it. And Dan is a fine guitarist, and he's also been writing songs. And so he's going to play a couple of tunes for us before we start the open mic. And maybe a third, we'll see. Seeing some people here. So please give Dan Tappan a big welcome.
Thank you, Ellen. So it's finally spring. Daffodils are blooming, chicks are chirping, and you know what they say about in spring, a young man's fancy, etc., etc. So this is a love song, but it's a blues love song, so it's pretty dysfunctional. It's that old story, boy meets girl, boy loses girl. Boy makes inappropriate life decision and blames it on girl. This is Chump Man Blues by Blind Break. Said going to the river. Take a great big jump. Heading straight to the river. Take a great big jump. Well, I used to be wise, but a woman made me a chump. You know, it's hard to be wise when a woman makes you a chump. Thank you. Well, I guess this one's kind of a spring song too. At least it starts out in May. It does end with people freezing to death in the Arctic, but it does start in May. In 1845, Sir John Franklin was given command of an expedition to find the Northwest Passage, the channel between the Atlantic and Pacific across the top of Canada. He was given all the latest technology, two ships, 120 men. The only flaw in the plan was that there wasn't one. At least there wasn't one at the time, actually. In the past few years, it's been open ocean up there for a couple months of the year. But at the time, it was frozen solid. So he set out in May. He was seen in near Greenland by a whaler ship in July, and then none of the expedition was ever seen alive again. As you might imagine, this tragic mystery really captured the Victorian imagination. We were in England a few years ago, and we kept coming across monuments to the Franklin expedition. There's a statue in Trafalgar Square. It's a plaque in Westminster Abbey. There was even a stained glass window in a church in Banbury. So this song was written about 1850, and it's sometimes attributed to his wife. So it's called Lord Franklin, or sometimes Lady Franklin's Lament. Sailing home one night on the deep, lying in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream that I thought was true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May, to seek a passage around the pole, where brave sailors sometimes go. But the cruel hardship his men strove, his ship on mountains of ice was drove, where the Eskimo in his skin canoe is the only one who ever comes through. Baffin's Bay, where the whalefish blows, the fate of Franklin no man can know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell, where Lord Franklin and his brave men dwell. now my story, it gives me pain. If I knew it, Franklin, I would cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give to know Lord Franklin and his brave men live. I'll just go do a quick tune. This is by the Irish harper Turlock O'Carolan, Shabig Shamoa.
Thank you. Please, one more big hand for Dan Tappan. That was wonderful.